Reese's peanut butter cups are the greatest, but let me play devil's advocate here. Let's see. So, no, that's a good thing. that's definitely not a problem. Reese's, you did it. You stumped this charming devil.
Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Mornings are for mixing and matching at McDonald's. For just $3, mix and match two of your favorite breakfast items, including a sausage McMuffin, sausage biscuit, sausage burrito, and hash browns. Make it even better with a delicious medium iced coffee. With McDonald's mix and match, you can't go wrong. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price.
We're going to cause trouble. Scott Farrell is calling the shots from the sideline.
We're going to make fun of people. We're going to hurt people's feelings.
It's Farrell on the bench.
I believe in whipped cream with everything. All right, so the Spoilermakers, Purdue back on top of the AP Top 25. Bama right behind the Spoilers. Purdue goes back to the top spot in the college basketball rankings. Moving up two spots after, you know, Temple stunned Houston over the weekend and beat the number one ranked Cougars. They fall off to number three. The Boilers got 39 first place votes from a 62-person media panel. And it was a crazy week. Alabama climbed a couple spots to number two. They got 23 first place votes for their highest ranking since reaching number one back in 2003. Houston, Tennessee, and Kansas State. How about the Wildcats rounding out the top five? Purdue had dropped to number three after 4 weeks at number one when they lost to Rutgers back in early January, but they've won six straight since. They're 19-1 overall. Alabama is 17-2, 7-0 in the SEC. They got a nice climb after being ranked number 20 in the preseason poll. Moving into the top 10 in early December, the Tide had big wins over Missouri and Vanderbilt. And they even dealt with a guy on their team, Darius Miles, being cut from the team facing murder charges after a fatal shooting of a chick on campus that he was involved with, allegedly. Nate Oates reached out to Ray Lewis, allegedly, before the Tide played Vandy and got his team all fired up with biblical passages and everything else. Bama ended up beating Vandy by 12. They rolled over Missouri by 21. Houston moved atop the AP Top 25 for the first time since Fly Samma Jamma in the 80s. Earlier in the season before they lost to Alabama and it dropped them back to number five, the Cougars returned to number one on January 9th, but that run ended after a couple weeks with the loss to Temple. They dropped 56-55. The win was the Owls' first over number one team since 2000. They're going to play them again in a couple of weeks. Kansas State moved up eight spots to number five and outlasted Kansas 83-82 at the Bramlage Coliseum last week. If the Cats keep playing like this, they're going to be tough to deal with in the tournament. It's the highest ranking they've had since reaching number three in 2010-2011. TCU gave Kansas consecutive losses in the state for the first time since 89. With a 23-point blowout at Fog Allen on Saturday. It was Self's worst loss in 20 years as Kansas coach and ended the Hawks' 16-game home-winning streak in Lawrence. The Jayhawks followed that up by losing the other night at Baylor in Waco. The number 14 Horned Frogs moved up three spots in the poll after the win. Kansas dropped seven spots to number nine. K-State had the biggest jump, followed by the Vols and Zona. Tennessee number four, Zona number six. They both climbed five spots. Baylor is 21. They moved up four spots after wins over Texas Tech and Oklahoma. Then you triple that up with the win over the Jayhawks on Tuesday night. Gonzaga dropped the most. They lost eight spots to number 14 after LMU, Loyola Marymount, ended the Zags' 75-game home winning streak in Spokane last Thursday. Number 13, Xavier, dropped five spots. They lost in Chicago to DePaul. That's what cost them. Number 22, St. Mary's, is ranked for the first time this season after pummeling Pepperdine and Santa Clara in Moraga last week. Number 25, New Mexico, is back in the poll after beating San Jose State and Boise State in overtime. They lost in double overtime Tuesday night at Nevada to Steve Alford's Wolfpack. A three-point loss to Michigan State knocked Rutgers out of the poll from number 23. Arkansas dropped out from number 25 after they lost to Missouri. So here it is, going from 25 down. New Mexico's 25, Clemson 24, Providence at 15-5 is 23, St. Mary's is 22 at 18-4. Number 21 is FAU, the Owls from Boca, 19-1. Number 20 are the Miami Canes at 15-4. Number 19 is UConn, 18, Charleston. How about Charleston? They're 21-1. Number 17 is Baylor, 16 is Marquette. Auburn is 15th at 16-3. Gonzaga, 14. Xavier, 13. Iowa State is 12th at 14-4. TCU is 11th. And then the top 10, Texas at number 10. Kansas at 9. UCLA at 8 after their loss at Arizona at the McHale Center in Tucson. Number 7 is Virginia. The Cavs are tough. Tony Bennett's got them rolling again. Number 6 is Arizona. By the time I get to racially profiled Arizona. Number 5 is K-State. 4, Tennessee. 3, last week's number 1, Houston. 2, Alabama. And as we said, number 1 is the Purdue Boilermakers. That's my arch rival over there in West Lafayette because I'm a Hoosier, son. How about those Indiana Hoosiers? So there are some good games tonight in college basketball. You got Georgia, Tennessee at Thompson Bowling in Knoxville. Georgia comes in 13-6, 1-4 on the streets. Tennessee 8-1 at home. Early at 6:30, number 13 Xavier, number 19 UConn. The Musketeers are 8-1 in conference play. UConn 5-5. This one in Gamble Pavilion, Stores, Connecticut, will be rocking tonight. Number 3 Houston at UCF in Orlando. The Knights are 4-3 in conference play. Houston 6-1 after the loss to Temple. At 8:30, Butler and Providence in Providence. The Friars are 7-2 in conference play. Butler is 3-7, disappointing. At 9 o'clock, Mississippi State and Bama in Tuscaloosa at the Coleman Coliseum. The Tide 7-0 in the SEC. Mississippi State 12-7 overall, but a dismal 1-6 in conference play. And then finally, A&M going to number 15 Auburn at the Neville Arena in Auburn. The Tigers ranked 15th, 6-1 in the SEC. A&M unranked, 5-1, though, in conference play. Not too shabby. There's tons of other games tonight. Wake Forest and Pitt at the Peterson Events Center in Pittsburgh. The Panthers are 8-3 at home. You've got Louisville at Boston College in Chestnut Hill. The Hoosiers go to Williams Arena in Minneapolis to take on the Gophers. Minnesota 1-7 of the Big Ten. Hoosiers 500 at 4-4. West Virginia goes down to Lubbock to see Texas Tech. How about the Raiders? 0-7 in the Big 12. West Virginia's not much better at 1-6. South Florida's at Temple. Wisconsin goes to Maryland in College Park. The Terps are 9-1 at home. Wisconsin just 2-3 away. Northwestern's at Nebraska. Northwestern coming off a win over Wisconsin in Evanston on Tuesday night, now playing in Lincoln. The Huskers 3-6 in the Big Ten. Northwestern 4-3 in conference play. South Carolina's at Florida in Gainesville. The Gamecocks 1-5 in the SEC. Florida 4-3. St. Joe's is at GW. Richmond goes to UMass. The Ramblers of Loyola are at Duquesne in Pittsburgh. The Dukes are 3-4 in the A-10. Loyola, horribly 1-6 in conference play. George Mason's at VCU. Fordham, the Rams, going to St. Bonnie. Dayton's at Rhode Island. A good one in Chattanooga is Wofford takes on the Mocs of Chattanooga. And they're 7-4 at home. Wofford 2-7 away. Illinois State's at Bradley. How about the Braves? They're 10-1 at home. Tulane's at Wichita State. How about Tulane? They're 5-3 in the American. The Shockers are 3-4. St. John's goes to Creighton in Omaha. The Johnnies 3-6, disappointing in the Big East. Creighton's 5-3 in conference play. And Al West in San Diego at the Viejas Arena. The Aztecs of San Diego State 9-1 at home, taking on the Aggies 16-4. Utah State, they're 3-2 away from home. Tomorrow on Thursday, you got Middle Tennessee at number 21, Florida Atlantic in Boca. They're 9-0 in the Conference USA and rolling at 19-1. Number one Purdue goes to Chrysler in Ann Arbor to take on the Michigan Wolverines, who are 8-2 at home. Purdue's 5-0 away. How about this one? UCLA ranked 8, taking on USC at the Galen Center in Lipstick City. The Bruins are 8-1 in the Pac-12. Their first loss coming at Zona over the weekend. USC 6-3 in the Pac-12. And finally, late night, 11 Eastern, Arizona and Washington State in Pullman. The Cougs are 6-2 at home. Arizona 17-3, ranked 6-2 away from Tucson. Unranked good games tomorrow on Thursday. Colorado and Oregon in Eugene. SMU's at Memphis at the FedEx Forum. Memphis 5-2 in the American. SMU 2-5. Western Kentucky at Florida International. You got Iowa at Michigan State at the Breslin Center in East Lansing. The Spartans are 8-2 at home. Iowa 2-3 away. Louisiana Tech's at UAB in a Conference USA tilt. Portland and Loyola Marymount in L.A. How about LMU? 14-7 and 4-3 in conference play. San Diego's at Pepperdine. Irvine, the Anteaters, are at Fullerton. Arizona State and Washington in Seattle. The Sun Devils 6-3 in the Pac-12. Washington 4-6. Utah's at Oregon State. And Santa Barbara's at Hawaii.
Reese's Peanut Butter Cups are the greatest, but let me play devil's advocate here. Let's see. So, no, that's a good thing. that's definitely not a problem. Reese's, you did it. You stumped this charming devil.
Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Mornings are for mixing and matching at McDonald's. For just $3, mix and match two of your favorite breakfast items, including a sausage McMuffin, sausage biscuit, sausage burrito, and hash browns. Make it even better with a delicious medium iced coffee. With McDonald's mix and match, you can't go wrong. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price.